It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and Allison Angstrom's on the line. Hello, Allison.
Hi, good morning.
We are talking today about the walk-in clinic at the hospital. Give us the details about the walk-in clinic.
Sure, yes. I wanted to come on and talk a little bit about our walk-in clinic, mainly because it's the season for holiday gatherings and there are more sporting events happening and so on. So with that comes the opportunities to be exposed to all sorts of things, germs, illnesses, and so forth. So if you're like me and you're a parent, or even if you're not, sometimes these things happen outside of 9 to 5 working hours.
Sure.
And you're not sure where to go. So a little bit of more information regarding what the difference is between our walk-in clinic and our emergency department, and maybe help you determine which you need to go to for that illness. So our walk-in clinic is just that. You don't need an appointment. Like if you were going to your primary care provider, our walk-in clinic is designed to be open when your primary care provider isn't, but you still need to be seen. So we see things in our walk-in clinic for non-life-threatening and minor illnesses or injuries. Some examples of that would be your sore throats, ear aches, sinus symptoms. So a lot of those upper respiratory issues, non-life-threatening issues such as your allergic reactions. An example of that would be your hives. There are minor skin infections or rashes, those UTIs or urinary tract infections, burns, cuts, sprains, strains, and more. So really anything that is not going to compromise your well-being as far as life or limb is what I kind of like to go by.
And so, in other words, let's say it's Thursday, and let's say at 12 o'clock you're outside, you and the kids are out playing some touch football in the yard, getting ready for the turkey and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you fall down and you think you might have broken a bone.
Yeah.
Don't go to the walk-in clinic. That's the emergency room.
That's correct. Yeah, that's a great example. So our emergency department, that is always going to be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they are going to see you for any and everything you would like to see or go see them for. But that's going to be more your fractures. So yes, your broken bones. Other things include your chest pain or anything that you feel like you might be having a heart attack-like symptom, stroke symptoms, including dizziness, weakness, loss of coordination. Other things would be poisoning, head injuries, choking, open fractures, lacerations or cuts. That is one thing I did want to make sure I talked about this morning is if you're concerned that you might need stitches, the emergency department's going to be your place. We don't put stitches in our walk-in clinic. They would then instruct you to go to the emergency department. So just a little tidbit for everybody out there that's maybe going to get a bump or something during Thanksgiving Day.
Sure. So if we're making a trip to the walk-in clinic, where is that located and what are the hours? And let's talk about the pertinent information.
So the walk-in clinic at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital is located within our main entrance. You'd walk into those self-opening doors and we would come to one of our friendly registration staff. The walk-in clinic is going to be located directly to your left in our outpatient specialty clinic. And our hours for our walk-in clinic are Fridays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So that would cover, now what about for Thanksgiving holidays? Not open on holiday?
It is not open this Thanksgiving, okay. But they would be more than happy to see you if you need treatment within our emergency department.
Got it. There we go. Yep. Now we know the difference between the emergency room and the walk-in clinic. Thanks to Allison. Thank you, Allison.